You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. The pandemic has changed the way we work, and remote work will continue for the foreseeable future. Forbes magazine predicts that by 2025, an estimated 70% of the workforce will be toiling at home at least part-time. Also here to stay, in varying levels, are online learning, virtual social lives, and Zoom-based family celebrations. While much of life will remain online, each person, platform, and occasion has a method with its own rules and techniques that are constantly revised and updated. On Wired.com, we hear how one professional avoids being taken aback, confused, or disappointed after online interactions. Moving on, in the eastern United States, trillions of brood 10 cicadas are emerging from the ground, just as millions of Americans are emerging from their homes and enjoying eased COVID-19 restrictions. Many humans delight in this parallel. Wired commissioned one cicada for its take. And while you may feel like the last thing you need right now is to be lectured by an insect, the comparisons about being eager to scurry about for sex, brunch, and spiked seltzers is pretty hilarious. Check it out on Wired.com. And new research is showing that sleep evolved before brains. Some of nature's simplest animals, hydras, prove that. Mountains of research and people's daily experience attest to human sleep's connection to the brain, but a counterpoint to this brain-centric view of sleep has emerged. Researchers have noticed that molecules produced by muscles and some other tissues outside the nervous system can regulate sleep. Sleep affects metabolism pervasively in the body, suggesting that its influence is not exclusively neurological. What's more is that research shows that simple organisms with less and less brain spend significant time doing something that looks a lot like sleep. Sometimes their behavior has been pigeonholed as only sleep-like, but as more details are uncovered, it has become less and less clear why that distinction is necessary. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.